Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you with a small teaching on Hades. I'm going to take my text from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. Apostle Paul writing to the church of Corinth, and he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The Greek word is Hades, hell, or the unseen world of departed spirits, a people where the wicked are kept in a constant state of torment until the resurrection of the bodies at the end of the millennium. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. This is Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. They tried to bowl him in oil, and this is what God showed him. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to the works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to the works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I believe verse 15 is probably the saddest verse in all the Bible. It says, and whosoever, notice the word whosoever, doesn't leave nobody out, does it? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So here's Apostle John. This is what God showed him. And I saw a great white throne. This is called the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, Christians only stand before the judgment seat of Christ in heaven. And only sinners stand at the Great White Throne Judgment. No Christian is at the Great White Throne Judgment. These are two separate judgment over 1,007 years apart from each other. He said, and I saw a great white throne. Note that, great, so I guess it was big. And him that sat on it, the Lord Jesus Christ, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. That's sad. And there was found no place for them. These are the people that's in hell right now. They rejected the gospel. They said no to Jesus. They didn't accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They're in hell now that died. They're going to be brought out of hell at the end of the millennial reign to stand before the great white throne judgment. And the Bible says, and there was found no place for them. How sad that is. But those that have repented and made Jesus the Lord and Savior of their life and washed in the blood of Jesus, there is a place for them. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms or many dwelling places. And he said, and I saw the dead. These are people that die, small and great. Notice this, stand before God. I'm sure this is a fearful time, knowing they have no hope, nothing to look forward to, but a burning lake of fire. And the Bible says, and the books were open. Books in the plural, more than one. There's a book of remembrance, if you will, of everything that they've done, everything they thought, said, and done. It's recorded in the books, and there is a Lamb Book of Life. The Bible says, and the books were open, And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The only people going to heaven is those names in the Lamb book of life. It's called the book of life that washed in the blood of Jesus. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. In other words, because of Adam and Eve, we've born into this world and we've sinned. And we needed a Savior. We needed to repent of our sins. And everything they've done is written in the books according to their works. And the Bible says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. The sea, the ocean, will give up the dead. Those that went by died in the sea, the ocean. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the Bible says, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Note that. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were brought up. And they were judged, every man according to their works. I guess it might be a life review, they'll see. In other words, of everything that they've done. They probably heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and did not take heed, did not repent, and did not call on Jesus. And they died that way in their sin. Verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Wow. Death and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Hell right now. It's in the heart of the earth. The Bible says this is the second death. There is a physical death, and there is a second death. That's those that go to hell, separated from God forever. And whosoever, like I said, this is the saddest verse in all the Bible, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hades was also the place of confinement of the righteous souls before the resurrection of Christ. At that time, Christ reclaimed all these captive souls from the paradise of comfort, compartment of Hades, and took them to heaven when he ascended on high. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. Note that heavens in the plural with an S. He said that he might fill all things. Note that. Here's Apostle Paul writing to the Ephesian. Wherefore he saith, God talking, when he ascended up on high, that Jesus, he ascended up on high after the bodily resurrection of Jesus. This is what he did. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. In other words, he gave ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And he also gave us gifts of the Spirit too. And he goes on and says, and he gave gifts unto man. Now that he ascended, I mean to go up, Jesus did. What is it? But that he also descended, notice this, first into the lower parts of the earth when Jesus was on the cross. And he said, it is finished. His spirit and soul come out of his body. And Jesus' spirit and soul went into the lower part of the earth. That's where hell is, in the lower parts of the earth. And the Bible says, he that descended, I mean go down, is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. There's three heavens. You might remember how Apostle Paul was caught up to the third heaven. The first heaven is like the sky and the stars we see. And up above that, it's a second heaven. That's where Satan and demons and principalities and powers is, and fallen angels. And up above that is called the third heaven, where God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, and all the redeemed saints is. And then it said, he that is descended is the same, also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And then Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. This is Christ shared man's mortal nature, that by his dying men might be freed from death. Now, Apostle Paul, he wrote the book of Hebrews, by the way. He said, forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Note this, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, saying they were human, he also, talking about Jesus, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Jesus did. He was born of a virgin. He was the divine Son of God who came in the flesh. He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, that means on the cross, he might destroy him, that's the devil, that had the power of death. And it goes on just plainly says, that is the devil. Jesus stripped Satan. Jesus brought the devil to naught. And deliver them, notice this, that is those that, in other words, that died believing in God. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus brought them out. Hell was robbed of its victory then, as far as saints are concerned. Death still stings the Christian and will do so until the end of the first resurrection. It will sting sinners until it is destroyed at the end of the millennium. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 through 28. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Here the Bible says, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. In other words, that's going to be the last enemy, and it's going to be destroyed. For he hath put all things under his feet, under the feet of Jesus. But when he says all things are put under him, under Jesus, it is manifest that he is accepted. Jesus is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in awe. Well, tune in next week for another teaching from the Word of God.